Blog Talk Radio.
Dog Works Training Centers, professional canine training center in Denver, Colorado, presents Mush, You Huskies, a show about dog-powered sports and mushing. Visit our website at mushingradio.com. Mush, You Huskies, is part of Twine Group Media and syndicated worldwide on blogtalkradio.com. Here's your host, Dr. Robert Forto.
Hello and welcome, everybody. We are back for the 19th day of March and finishing up our Iditarod reports. Just about three-quarters, I say, of the Mushers are in Nome now, and we're going to jump right back into it and get to our leaderboard from 20th place on. Michelle, who has finished?
Well, there's actually 14 people that haven't come in yet. Of those, about half of them are already into safety. About a third of the rest are in White Mountain, and a few are still in Elam. But they're trudging along and doing great. So we're still rooting for these guys. I'm going to start with the final 14 that are still out there tonight. So in 43rd place currently, Art Church Jr., Tamara Rose, Waddy McDonald, and that's our guy from Scotland. He's in 45th place, and he is in White Mountain. LaShawn Clark from Buena Vista, Colorado, he's in 46th. The Jamaican is still out there in 47th, doing well. Billy Snodgrass, Trent Herbst, Scott White, Chris Adkins, Dave DeCaro, John Stewart, Jane Faulkner, Ross Adam, and Celeste Davis is pulling in that red lantern for everybody. Everybody else, we've got 1 through 42 already in, and in first, as everybody knows, was Lance Mackey, Hans Gott, Jeff King, Ken Anderson, John Baker, Grammy Smith, Schnell, Dallas Seavey, Hugh Neff, Mitch Seavey, Ray Reddington Jr., Zach Steer, Jerry Willemeister, Martin Boozer, Jesse Royer, Ali Zirkel, Sven Altman, Sonny Linder, Paul Gebhardt, Rick Swenson, Dan Caducci, Didi Genro, Sim Smith, Jim Lanier, Bruce Linton, Michael Williams Jr., Michelle Phillips, Peter Kaiser, Thomas Lazatz, Gerald Souza, Robert Nelson, Jason Barron, William Johnson, Matt Hayashida, Alan Moore, Colleen Robertia, William Pinkham of Colorado, Quinn Eiten, Christy Barrington, Cindy Galea, Sam Deltor, and Blake Frecking, who was running the Little Siberians. He made it in sometime today. Do you have the time that he came in?
He did 11 days, 20 hours, 39 minutes, 11 seconds, which is a brand new Siberian Husky record.
Congratulations to Blake and all your Little Siberians for keeping it going. Great job.
That's exactly right. And I'm sitting here reading on Facebook right now our good friend April Wood. She has all the time in the world, it looks like, to follow the Iditarod. And one statement that I find quite interesting, and she writes, of the 22 rookies that entered the Iditarod this year, as of now, 5 have scratched, 8 have finished, and 9 are still well on their way to the Burled Arch in Nome.
Right. And, you know, April has been a great cheerleader for the Iditarod. I don't know if she's going to keep her job for all of this Facebook work, but thank you for keeping it going for all of us, April.
She has a night job, I believe, so I think that's how she's doing it.
Well, that's good, because I don't know. She's on all day long telling us all the updates.
And according to April, 45 minutes ago, it says that Waddy McDonald is 2 miles out of safety, and safety is the last checkpoint before Nome.
Well, then he should be home by morning.
Yeah, he should be home sometime today. He should be in Nome sometime today, and we're rooting for him just because of the Scottish connection. And as we reported, several
he's made up some time because at the last standings on the Iditarod leaderboard through ADN.com, it said that he was in he's third of the runners that are still out there.
Where was he before?
He was sixth yesterday of the runners that were still out there. So for the 14 or so runners that are still out, he's in third place on the leaderboard, but that must have changed in the last standings.
Right. And I don't know if it's new this year or not, but they're doing the GPS tracking, and I know that's how a lot of the fans have been following the Mushers. And April had said something on her Facebook page, and she says, "Wonder why so many GPSs are going off even now, so long after the Mushers have finished." So I guess they forget to turn them off, and they're just buzzing like crazy walking around Nome with their GPSs on.
So do the Mushers that have already come in, do they stay and hang out and wait for all of the Mushers to come in? I mean, that would seem gracious, but obviously, they wouldn't have to.
Most of them stay for the banquet. I'm not sure of the date on the banquet, but most of them stay for that. Of course, the top Mushers are staying there because that's obviously when they get their recognition.
Right. Well, absolutely. But, I mean, you plan to take off about a month from your real job.
What do you mean, take off a month?
Well, you know, it takes about 3 weeks for you to prepare for the Iditarod once you get there, because there are certain things that you have to meet requirements for. It could take you as many as 15 days to complete the Iditarod, and then you've got, it looks like, almost a week or so where you're waiting up there for some of the guys to come in so that the banquet can go on. You might as well take 2 months off.
Well, most people take an entire year off to plan for the Iditarod, because they often do, most often, especially if you're a rookie, you have to be up there in October for the mandatory meetings.
My gosh.
So I'm heading up.
I need funding, people. I'm going to need funding.
So I'm heading up at least in October, if not sooner, and we're going to get this going. So I will be up there at the very latest, October of 2012.
Yeah, and, you know, I'm excited for you and stuff, but I don't think I'll come up until the beginning of the race.
Yeah, so I hope to have all you guys up there and rooting us on. Of course, we will be rooting everybody on next year as well on Mush U Huskies. And this is going to be an exciting off season, not only for our own training, but for this show in general. As we mentioned last night, we're going to start talking about more of the history of the Iditarod and dog sledding and things like that.
I also want to talk about the training that goes on in the off season. I mean, they take their dogs home by the end of March. You get your teams home, and, you know, I know a lot of mushers that they don't take that much time off from training.
They're
going to get right back in there into it.
One of my friends had said just the other day, I was reading his posts on Facebook, and he had finished his season on Saturday. I believe it was last Saturday or the Saturday before. By that Tuesday, he said that he was starting spring training. So
is that you?
No. This was a I believe he's a ski jaw racer.
Oh.
So he took 4 days off. So when people talk about professional sports that the longest sport is NASCAR because it goes literally from February to November. I believe mushing is what it's all about. I mean, this guy's literally only taking 3 days off before he's starting his next bout of training for next season.
Well, yeah, and, you know, guys like the Lance Mackey, that is a four-peat, you got to know that he already took notes about what he could have done differently, and he's already making sure that it gets done on the training trail so that he can have a faster team next year.
Yeah, so this truly is a race of champions, not only for the dogs but for the mushers as well. And speaking of that, tomorrow morning at 9:30 on the Dog Doctor Radio Show, we're talking about Dogs Need Heroes Too. Michelle, do you care to share a little bit about what that show is about?
Well, it's a little bit about my own experiences behind a sled, and just kind of a realization about the fact that mushing really isn't about the dogs. In my case, it was more about figuring out that it was me that makes the team.
And what does that mean, you make the team?
Well, I think it means something different for everybody, and I look forward to everybody reading or listening to the radio show or reading the blog on our website, DenverDogWorks.com, and, you know, give me some feedback. I don't get a lot of comments on my blogs. I'm not sure why. Probably because I don't write that well. But according to you, you think this one's pretty good. So I'm hoping to get some feedback from that because I've got a couple of other stories I'd like to share, but I've been a little bit afraid to do so.
Got to step outside the box and do what you do.
Okay.
So listen to that show, Dog Doctor Radio Show. It's on this same channel. You can download it anytime on blogtalkradio.com/dogworks or find it through our websites at denverdogworks.com. Michelle, what do you want to close with today?
I'd just like to close with today that, you know, I'm really pulling for these last mushers that are out there. I hope that the weather is holding for them, and I hope that the snow is holding for them. I did see a photograph on ADN of one of the, what do they call those airplanes?
Float planes.
The float plane took a picture, and it says, in Alaska, perspectives change everything. And he's taking a photo of his trip back from returning to Anchorage from Nome. And looks to me like there's a lot of lakes going on and not a lot of snow left. So I'm hoping that the trail is holding up.
I think they'll be fine. And we're going to report tomorrow evening as well. Actually, no, we won't. We will not be on the air tomorrow evening because of the Dog Doctor Radio Show will be on tomorrow morning. And the quirky thing about Blog Talk Radio is you can only do one show a day. So we will be on for our last Iditarod report on the 21st, which is Sunday evening, and we hope to close it off in style. I'm working on trying to get our good friend Hugh Neff on the show for Sunday, and if he cannot be on, the man needs to rest. He's been running for 9 straight days.
He was ready to go. He was ready to do our show 3 days ago.
He was. So we'll get him on. He's very gracious with his time, and we'll have him on in a few days and make sure you guys get that interview on Mush U Husky. So with that, we're going to close. As we always say, we'll see you on the trail. Never forget your dream. Goodbye.